Well, Paul, you asked for a reaction from your players, given what happened at the weekend. You certainly got that tonight.
Yeah, I thought the performance was outstanding, especially first half, and how we didn't come in ahead, I'll never know. You know, second half, we kept trying to play, kept trying to problem. We want them to be patient with the ball. You know, impressing, to be fair to them, got everybody behind the ball, you know, which shows how much on top we were. And then with the sucker punch with the goal, wonder goal, into the top corner. But I've got to give the players as a group a lot of credit, you know, to keep going to the very end. That's the third time in four games we've scored right at the death, which is saying a lot for the desire to keep going. Says a lot for their fitness levels getting better. And that's the fourth time a sub's come on and scored. Yeah. So that shows you the togetherness that's there as well.
Terrific character, like you said. Nathan Tyson, he's had to bide his time this evening, but he's come on. And he's got a deserved goal for him.
Fantastic attitude. And I said that not just about Nathan. You know, there was Kyle on Saturday, came on. Harry Forrester at York. Theo at Yeovil. You know, and Nathan getting taken off at half-time, getting left out tonight. It's quite easy to sulk. You know, but we're a small group, but we're a group that's very much together.
And important that the likes of Nathan Tyson step up now, Paul, given what's happened with the news about Curtis Main. And we assume as well that the Harry Forrester appeal has failed from the weekend, Paul.
Yeah, and we want everybody to step up to the plate on the Harry Forrester thing. It's something that we're very surprised about and very disappointed about, because we felt that we had a very, very strong case for it not to happen, but we've got to deal with it.
Other news tonight, Paul, one big talking point. Your captain, Rob Jones, it looked like a recurrence of a neck injury. That would be obviously a bit of concern given what's happened previously. Such an important player for you at the back, a calming influence and an old head in and amongst young bodies. What is the news with regard to Rob Jones?
The news with Rob is, look, if you've had a neck injury and you get elbowed, in a blatant elbow in the neck in the first minute of the game, you're going to have some reaction. He's had a bit of a reaction. We'll get him scanned tomorrow, get him back to see the specialist and keep our fingers crossed.
Kyle Bennett, Theo Robinson, Mark Duval, all-handed starts tonight, Paul. What do you think about their chances for the weekend? They've put themselves in the picture, and it's great for you. Competition for places gives you a bit of a headache as well.
It does. I thought they were all outstanding. You know, you can add Reece Babara moving into centre-half there, Luke McCulloch, young Liam Wakefield coming in as well. So, you know, we know it's a small group, but we want to create that competition for places. We want people on their toes. I must say, I thought Kyle was outstanding tonight. Mm. Not just on the ball, he's worked great off the ball. It was different class and showing that desire to work for the team, and we've got that going throughout. We were all disappointed on Saturday. We're all happy tonight because we've got the last minute equaliser. But we know it's going to be a long, hard season, you know, and we keep ourselves grounded. We know we're up against a good team tonight, possibly one of the best teams in the league. So we've got to take a lot of confidence and belief from that as well.
Well, you've touched on my next question. You made reference to the home form, given what happened at the weekend, Paul, and against, as you rightly said, one of the more fancied sides, perhaps to put themselves in the shake-up for promotion this season, Preston. But Doncaster, terrific competition tonight. It's very competitive.
It's a competitive league, and there's going to be strange results throughout it. You know, you've only got to look at Preston's bench and the players, the quality of the players they've got in the stand to know that they'll be up there. So to compete with them and play the way we did tonight is very pleasing, but we have to build on it.
Had to shift it around at the back when Rob Jones went off. Reece Rabara came into the middle. Luke Wakefield came on at right back. But they handled Joe Garner well. I mean, he's obviously got up to the season flying, three goals so far, but they handled him well.
Joe's a top player. Joe actually used to clean my boots at Blackburn. I used to slap him around a little bit.
You're going to remind him about that later, Paul?
I know, so that was him just leaving there. But I thought they handled him, especially when Rob went off, you know, because Rob's a big, big player for us and a big, big influence on us. But I thought the two young kids, I mean, if you look at the age of our back four, and to put in the performance they did, it bodes well for the future.
Okay, just wanted to ask you briefly about some other news as well today, Paul. The young defender, Paul Mackay, signed a new deal with the club, his first professional terms with the club. What can you tell us about the young defender?
Paul's got a big future ahead of him, we believe. You know, we want to start tying our younger players up to longer-term contracts. There was a few clubs sniffing around him, so it was important we'd done it. Paul showed a desire to stay. You know, he's got a lot of learning to do. Both physically and actually learning the game, but he's got a lot of potential, and it just shows our intent looking forward, not just for now. You know, I've said in numerous interviews that we might have to be a bit patient going forward. It's not going to happen overnight, but we're building something for the future.
Yeah, you've talked about not getting, you know, not doing cartwheels after wins and keeping a calm head, obviously, after defeats as well. You got a point tonight, Paul, against one of the better sides. It bodes well for Saturday when we can look forward to Colchester.
It does. That'll be another tough game. Talking about doing cartwheels, I think I'd done one when Nathan equalised at the end. So I've got to calm myself down. But no, look, we're going to Saturday with a lot of confidence now. It'll be a tough game going down there. Another game in a short space of time. But we'll take a lot of belief from tonight.
And final question from me, Paul, looking ahead to that game, you may not have had time to assess it yet, but any bumps and bruises, any new injuries this evening, barring Rob Jones?
No, they all look okay. It's quite funny when you end up getting a result, how little injuries you pick up with it as well. But no, we'll look after them the next couple of days because, you know, we've had a long journey to Yeovil already, long journey down to Colchester, so we'll wrap them all up in cotton wool and ready to go Thursday in training.